839, Galesburg's Morning News, a change at the top, United Way of Knox County. Our friend Lon Dunn has decided she's going to go into the private sector and do some other things. And a name very familiar to us and to those with the United Way of Knox County and to anybody that knows about their services, Haley Miller is going to be taking over as the new executive director, and she joins us this morning. Haley, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good.
Well, thanks so much for checking in with us here this morning. So the title is going to change from Director of Marketing and Communication to Executive Director. Do you feel you need do you have a crown or what?
No.
I don't know.
It's a lot of pressure. Yes, yes. Oh, goodness.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Big shoes to fill, obviously, because you've worked with Lon for seven years now, so you know the ins and outs of what goes on, though.
Yes, she is very well respected through the community, and it's a lot to take on.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of talk about right off the bat. So the official date that you'll take over?
October 24th.
So we're just a little more than a week away.
A little more than a week. Yes.
Yeah. So in case people are wondering, Lon is still there.
Yes. She is still there for at least another week, possibly longer.
Okay.
We are throwing a party for her next Friday, from 3 to 5 is an open house. We invite everybody to stop by and wish her well in her next life experiences, at our office.
Yeah, and that's something. Another thing, a lot of people maybe have not seen the new dig out on Monmouth Boulevard as well.
She was vital in bringing us over to that building, and so we want to thank her for everything that she's done. And we're over at 1215 Monmouth Boulevard, if people aren't aware. And so we're just going to have an open house, come as you want, and give her your wishes.
Yeah, because that's something people were, what happened to Lon? Where is she? Well, she's still there.
She's still here, yes.
Even when I called to talk to you, Lon answered the phone like, oh, that's Lon.
Absolutely. She is still here, yes.
Yeah, so she'll be helping you out with the transition before she transitions to what she's going to be doing. Well, let's kind of talk about the United Way of Knox County. And just for people who don't know, kind of the mission, I know with some of the things that Lon has done over the years, that you've taken a lot of entities kind of under the wing of the United Way.
Absolutely. So United Way is known for, we do the workplace campaigns, and then we help other partner agencies in the community with funding. But with Lon has created a food program for the community, so we feed children every day of the year, weekdays. We also have a program called the Unmet Needs Program, where we help with one-time needs. If you can't pay a bill, you can call us, and we have opportunities. We also have Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, so all children under the age of 5 in Knox County can sign up and receive a free book every single month from the age of birth to age 5. And then we also have a program called the 211 program, which if you are in need of a resource but you don't know who to call, you can call 211, and we have operators 24/7 that can point you in the right direction.
Do people come to you with ideas like, okay, well, we've got this organization, we're thinking about this organization, that you guys can maybe help that come to fruition to help
Absolutely.
People?
Yes, we've had several different groups and people come to us with their ideas, and Lon has been very amazing with helping people point them in the right direction.
Yeah. Tyler, I don't know if they're going to be able to help you with yours, a pumpkin in every pot. I don't know.
Well,
it's a great idea.
It's just a pumpkin in the sky at this point. So.
Pumpkin pie in the sky. There you go.
Haley
Miller.
Thank you, Tom.
She's taking over as the executive director of United Way of Knox County, joining us here this morning. See, you come here for fun and frivolity,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You got to have a break from all the tough stuff you do. No, but it's obviously a great entity, and you've helped a lot of people, and will continue to help a lot of people here in Knox County. We'll talk about, okay, for instance, like with the food program, if somebody is in need or they maybe know somebody, how do they go about getting in contact with you?
Yeah. So our food program specifically is for children ages 1 to 18, and we, during the school year, we are at all the schools in the community. We do their after-school PALS programs. We deliver food to them, and then during the summer, we are actually out in the community at different sites where they can come and sit with us and eat. For resources for adults and such, we always send them to FISH.
All right.
Yeah.
Haley Miller, she'll be the new executive director of United Way of Knox County. Already there as director of marketing and communication. Well, for people who don't, talk a little bit about your background. You're a native here, right?
I am. I have lived in Galesburg since I was about 2. Graduated from Galesburg High School in 2014. Went on to study business administration with marketing and management focuses from Southern Illinois University and have been back in Galesburg since I graduated in 2018.
The Southern Illinois University, not Edwardsville,
no,
right?
No, Edwardsville. I did go to Edwardsville, yes.
So that is the Southern Illinois University to you, right?
It is, yes. It's my home.
I've never understood that why you've got, you know, like University of Illinois, then you got UIC, UIS, and then you got Illinois State. Why is it not just like, why is that not Southwestern Illinois University or something?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've always wondered.
Yeah.
Maybe you should work on that.
Yes. I'll do some research.
There you go. Thank you. Haley Miller joining us here this morning. She'll be taking over as executive director of the United Way of Knox County. Any other things or programs that are going to be coming up that we need to know about?
So last year was our first trunk or treat, and it was a huge success. We hosted it and had several hundred kids. We didn't know what was going to happen, and it was a huge success. We are hosting that again on October 27th. It's a Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. We are inviting all children in the community to come out. It's a safe environment, but we're also still looking for trunks. So if you're an organization or a business in the community and you want to be represented, it's a great way to market yourself. You can either find us on Facebook at UW Knox County, or you can just give me a call at 309-343-4434.
So this will take place at your location on Monmouth Boulevard.
Yep, okay. This is in our parking lot.
Okay, so when you're talking trunks, are we talking vehicles with trunks or actual physical trunks? Either way, right?
If you don't have a car, you can come out and fill just a parking space. You can decorate whatever you want. We just want people.
An actual trunk, Tyler, get the bodies out first. But
it's Halloween.
Make sure you clean it out, though. I mean, yeah, maybe a skeleton will be okay. I guess so. No, but like you said, safe environment for and everything.
Yes.
And kids will get a lot of candy and just another chance to dress up.
Absolutely. People go all out. Goodwill last year, they decorated their vehicle to look like a pirate ship. It was amazing. They go out.
Do you have a theme at all? Or just...
We do not. Okay. It's Great Pumpkin, so it's got the Charlie Brown theme, but we don't go too heavy on it.
What about within the office and you guys dressing up? Is there any type of theme?
Oh, goodness. Well, my family is dressing up as Toy Story because my stepdaughter loves Toy Story. So we're going to be Slinky Dog, my fiance and I. It'll be quite
That's
the show.
That's a good one. That'll be a good one.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. So will you be in costume at the trunk or treat?
Yes.
That's outstanding. All right. So that's the 27th?
Yep, 27th from 6 to 8 p.m.
What else is coming up anytime soon?
We have, our campaign just kicked off this last month, so I'll be out in the community quite a bit, going from workplace to workplace, meeting everybody. So that's a huge focus right now. We also have Giving Tuesday coming up at the end of November.
All right, so lots and lots happening. Of course, we'll get you back on to talk about those as they get a little bit closer. So, yeah, just so many great things happening, and our she's going to be taking over as the executive director of the United Way of Knox County. You're already there. You kind of know everything going on, so it seemed like a natural transition.
Absolutely, I'm really looking forward to the change.
All right, anything else going on we need to know about?
Well, just keep supporting the United Way. We love our community, and we're so grateful for everybody and all the support.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.